We all can dream of a better world, and actually we all do dream of a better world. But many times it takes more than just dreaming, it takes each other. We all have things we go through in life, and once we understand how to work through or get past a problem, we help someone else who is going through that same situation. When I first tell people my name, they either think it's a nickname, or they think I'm not telling the truth. My legal, real name is Snoopy Button. My name is an acronym, and for those of you who don't know what an acronym is, it's where all the letters in a word or name stand for something else. So in order to understand the acronym, you need to know the spelling of my first and last name. My first name is Snoopy, because I like the dog Snoopy. Now, when I went to court to have my name changed, I felt like I couldn't spell it, S-N-O-O-P-Y, because I thought it could become a copyright issue. And I was thinking about Sandy and asking why her name ends in an I and not a Y. Then a big smile came over my face because my first name could have the same last letter as Sandy's. So, my first name is spelled S-N-O-O-P-I, and my last name is spelled B-O-T-T-E-N. And the acronym for my first and last name is Someone Needs One Other Person Indefinitely, because of the tiny emotional nails. And if you write that down and take the first letter from each word, it spells out my name, Snoopy Button. Now, you might be asking what a tiny emotional nail is. It's any deep pain that stops you from moving forward. An emotional nail could be being called names as a child, never fitting in, the loss of a job, the death of a family member or friend, being abused, or a very long list of other things are all emotional nails. And what makes the emotional nails so deep is the lack of validation, that lack of understanding. And the worst thing most people can hear from someone else is, I understand. Sorry, but unless you have been in that same situation, no one can understand. And the other thing people say is, get a grip and move on. Right, when a tiny emotional nail has you down, you don't just move on, you can't just move on until you find a way to deal with the pain. I have a question that I love to ask people because it gets them thinking, and then lights start coming on because they finally get how serious an emotional nail is. My question is this, what was the one thing that killed Jesus? Now listen to the question because I'm not asking why he died, I'm asking what actually killed him. Jesus died of a broken heart. When he was up on that cross, all the people that he loved mocked him and turned away. Even God had to turn his face and take his eyes off Jesus, because when he took on the sins of the world, he took on the sins of all mankind and became unclean. He died alone. So if you have an emotional nail that you think no one can understand, Jesus can. He had the one emotional nail that no one else can ever have. He died without God going through it with him. But the good news is, 3 days later, Jesus resurrected, he arose from the dead, and ascended into heaven. But Jesus hears us, and through the Holy Spirit he is always there. And no matter how hard things get, Jesus will never leave you or give up on you. Let me share my tiny emotional nail from 2007. That year was a very bad year for me and I call it the year of hell. In that 1 year alone, I had 5 people die. Actually 4, but one was a death from 2005, but I didn't know about it until 2007, so for me, I'm counting all 5 deaths in that same year to help me cope. All of these people meant a great deal to me, and I mean a great deal. They should, especially when one of them was my own biological mother who died on August 10, 2007. And what made it extra hard was, I had just been to Minnesota that April, and she looked me in the eyes and said I should have been aborted. So with that one death being hard, you can imagine what the other 4 were like. It was no tiny emotional nail, this felt like the longest nail in the world that was driven right through my soul. And the church I was a member of didn't help. I was in the bell choir until they moved it to a place where a person like me couldn't get to in a wheelchair. The band I was in decided to have practice in the one and only room that was up a flight of steps, and again I couldn't get to practice because my wheelchair can't go up steps. And they had just gotten a new pastor that has a weight problem. Here I am crying my eyes out over 5 deaths, and all he wanted to do was go stuff more food in his face and couldn't even add me to his visitation list. So that's what I call my year of hell. And I look at it that way because it helps me move on. And if I ever meet another hurting person, I can share that year of hell as an icebreaker. I might not know the pain they are going through, but at least I can share my year of hell to relay a deep pain that I hope no one ever understands. I don't think I'll ever get over that year of hell. But it helps to share it because if I can help other people in any way, it sort of makes the pain worth going through. So as I sing Where the Nails Were, I want you to think of your own tiny emotional nail and know that Jesus took it with him to the cross. It's not your nail anymore. Jesus took that nail with him when he died to set you free. It should have been your hands, your feet, your life that was on that cross. But Jesus paid the price for you so that one day when you were able to understand just what Jesus did for you, you could thank him, confess him as Lord, and enjoy the joy, love, and peace that he wants to give you. Jesus took your sins and pain already, but until you actually give everything you carry to Jesus and ask for his help, he can't give you peace of mind. The gift from Jesus is free, but it takes asking for it, and it takes a relationship with Jesus to get the full gift that God personally has for you. So if you have tiny emotional nails in your life, may this song help you to release them to Jesus.